I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. COVID-19 has turned our economy upside down. While Milwaukee leaders are puzzling out how they will fund the city's budget and continue providing services, many residents worry how far their funds will stretch. Monday, the Judiciary and Legislation Committee spent most of the afternoon discussing a proposal to freeze property assessments at last year's level until further notice. Mark Borkowski is sponsoring the resolution. He urged fellow alderpersons to have the courage to vote through a freeze.
Now is not the time to be insensitive because people have lost their jobs, they've lost income.
Borkowski says he's been inundated with calls from constituents saying their assessments have risen dramatically and feel that will signal a steep rise in property taxes. Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich echoed Borkowski's concern. She read from a constituent's letter.
My 2019 assessment was $224,000. My 2020 assessment is $338,000. My home is 100 years old. My furnace is 46 years old, and my roof is 15 years old. I have lost my job due to COVID-19, and I am facing unemployment with millions of others.
Dmitrievich is among a cadre of alderpersons who believe residents should have more time to challenge the 2020 property assessment. The deadline is coming up next week on May 18th.
The least we can do is an extra 30 days for those appeals to be filed.
Milwaukee's Assessment Commissioner Steve Miner says the deadline can't be changed without legislative action.
The statutes they define the deadline, and that May 18th deadline, and I'm going to probably bring that deadline up again because that really is a very important date for everybody in the city of Milwaukee. It's not the rest of the county. It's just Milwaukee who gets that deadline. All we need at this point is your name, your address, and a statement that says you want to appeal your assessment. Done. You can do that on the website. You can do it through email. You can do it through a letter. You can do it through a phone call. You can drop it off at our front door.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs wants a streamlined method for residents to file challenges online, but she expressed fundamental concerns about the city assessment operation.
For me, this isn't just a one-year thing. This has been the last several years, and I truly have people worrying about being displaced from their homes. And if there is a way, or if there is something that we have done or not done within the assessor's office that could help save some people from being displaced from their homes, it's incumbent upon us to do that.
Commissioner Miner told the committee in 2002, when Milwaukee initiated annual assessments, 45 appraisers worked in his department. That number has dwindled to 26. Miner clicked through a PowerPoint presentation outlining the assessment process and how his team crunches data. But committee member Alderman Nick Kovac wasn't satisfied.
This is just not, I know something's wrong from the back looking in. Like I wouldn't know in advance this had to be wrong going in, but I can tell you when I've looked at what my neighbors and all the neighborhoods I represent have been assessed, and I look at one house and then a block away a different house or next door, something is deeply wrong this year. Was it always wrong? That's what we got to figure out.
While the committee waits for answers from Miner's office, the statutory clock keeps ticking. Committee Chair Alderman Ashanta Hamilton says it's not clear if the Common Council has the power to issue a freeze. If so, it would only apply to residential, not commercial properties. Another source, Hamilton says, of potential conflict. The meeting ended with more questions than answers. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.